Well, everybody, this is the 3rd of October, and it's October 16. And while I have a couple of minutes, I just wanted to come out and say thank you to Paul Omani, who's at Omani Blog, and to McColgan for their comments on the postings that I put up earlier. And I just want to apologize to anybody who listened and wondered, what the heck is this, for not tagging the tracks. I don't know what I was thinking. It was late. I was kind of glad. I thought, well, good, I don't have to talk, I can just put the music out there. But I should have tagged them properly, so thanks to those of you who pointed that out. And just a brief comment on what they are and where they came from for the record. The first track for October Day One was a singer-songwriter from Puerto Rico by the name of Roy Brown, and I just love that song. It's a song called Balada de Otro Tiempo, and it's a song called Ballad from Another Time. It's a guy singing about his life. It's a very simple song, really, but I love his lyrics, I love his delivery, and he's just, I think he's up there in the top five if I have to pick favorite artists. I just love him. He's a little bit of an activist, really, but he's been performing and singing, and he's got a very strong message. He's a wonderful, wonderful performer, and he's been out there since the early 70s recording, and probably earlier, but those are the earliest recording I've been able to track down is 1972, and I had to go to him directly to get that. But he's phenomenal. Thank you, Facebook. It's about the only good thing I ever got off of Facebook was the ability to follow Roy Brown's music. That's one of those songs that I was really captured. Of course, it's a very simple melody, just him and his piano and I don't know how many, 50,000 people maybe. I don't know what the crowd size is, but he's obviously, that was from a concert and recorded off of his album Colección. And it's just the lyrics and everything really work together for me. And that's rare. Usually I'm captivated by a piece of music, but the lyrics come later. You know, I think, I really like that. What's he singing about? So for me, when I find really poetic lyrics that just do it justice on top of a great piece of music, it's like icing on the cake. You know, it really adds to the whole experience. So that is where Day One came from. Day Two is actually a compilation. It's two tracks that are together from an extended EP from 2013 called I'm Beside You by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, believe it or not. And the tracks are Pink is Floyd and How It Ends. And they are one of those bands that I either love it or I can't stand it. Their stuff either really grabs me or does absolutely nothing for me. And they again have a tremendous gift, especially in the studio. I'm not as crazy about their live performances. They have a very busy stage presence and they want to concentrate more on that than they do singing. And that always kind of bugs me. So I like their studio stuff. They can really lay their tracks down and their harmonies are just amazing. Really some great songwriting in there also. So that is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't even think that's my favorite album of theirs. If I had to honestly pick, it would probably be something off of the album By the Way, or maybe the Snow EP. I don't know. There are a few albums of theirs that I just love. But again, I had to settle on 8 tracks. And so what I decided I would do is try to narrow it down a little bit by taking a different genre every day and not getting so hung up on which track, because I don't want to duplicate and I'm trying not even to play things that I've played in years past. You know, if you told me select a favorite track that is just so moving you wouldn't ever want to live without it, I could be here till Christmas. Honestly, I could go till the end of the year, but I'm trying to play the game right and at least, you know, adhere to the rules a little bit. So that was the Chili's for Day Two. And then Day Three was not something I had intended to put up at all, but it was one of those rare gems that just jumped out at me when I was looking for something else, and I thought, I've got to put that up. It's a song called The Hiring Fair, and the girl from The Hiring Fair was a track that was originally recorded by a band called Fairport Convention in the 60s, and then it was done several years later by Ralph McTell. And both versions are fine, they're okay, but the song would have never grabbed me at all until I heard this version. I heard this and I just lost it. I mean, the thing made me cry just with the instrumentation and the strings and everything. I thought, oh my God, and the delivery on top of it. All of a sudden, the song had just had a completely different, it spoke to me in a way that neither of the previous versions had at all. And that is sung by a man by the name of Garnet Rogers. Garnet Rogers is the brother of Stan Rogers, who many of you will know, famous folk singer, songwriter from, he passed away in the 80s in a plane crash. He's a 12-string player too, of course. I gotta give props to the 12-string players. But he's amazing, and this is his brother Garnet, who has a few albums out, but that is a piece of material that he recorded well over a decade ago, and you won't find it on anything that you find released here in the States anyway. Combing the internet, even the albums that are available today, it's not something you'll find out there very easily. So it's a gem, and it's one of those things, I forget about it, and then I see it, and I think, oh my God, I remember the first time I heard it, I stood there with my mouth open, it was just amazing. So I decided to post it, just because it's a really rare track, but it's gorgeous, and it's one of those things that just talked to me in the first 30 seconds that I heard it. And the strings, the way his whole delivery throughout that whole track is amazing. So for me, I'm, like I said, trying to observe the protocol here, and the top 8 tracks, I honestly don't know if I can do it. But I'm trying to find things at least that maybe each day gets devoted to a different genre, to be fair, because I listen to so many different types of music that there's no way I could cover everything. And then maybe not more than one track per artist, of course, in these first 8 days, and even then it's not easy. So in some instances, like the Chili Peppers, I just found that that 2013 EP earlier this year, and I liked it. It was catchy. I found myself singing things off of it all the time, and so I took those tracks from there rather than probably from the album that I really, there are maybe 2 or 3 albums of theirs that I really like, and I decided I'm going to play something that I'm listening to more currently at this point, and take things that are favorites of the moment, maybe we should say, because if I'm going to go back and look at all the music that I've collected throughout my entire life, there's just no way I could do it. There's no way I could do it. So anyway, thanks again for those of you who listened, and I will try to clarify a little bit better who the artists are in the future. And I appreciate everyone's comments. So I will speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.